Hi, I'm Nicole DeMore, Associate Editor for SearchStorage.com. Today I'm speaking with John Merriman, Services Director for Compliance and Information Management at Glasshouse Technologies. How are you today, John?
Good. Thanks, Nicole.
We're going to be talking today about data classification, so let's get started. So why is classifying unstructured data so much more difficult than classifying structured data?
Well, when you look at structured data, most organizations view structured data as applications and databases. So the containers, so to speak, are fairly predictable, where most applications rely on a database of some sort today. And most organizations classify data from an application down perspective. So the granularity is much different, and the data types are structured more from an application perspective as opposed to a data container perspective. And with just the nature of applications and databases alone, the structures are fairly formal and fairly predictable. And the best way to classify really starts at the app level and goes down, and usually you don't start with a bottoms-up, super granular approach for application data. So when you look at unstructured data, you have hundreds and hundreds of files, and actually if you profile your average file server environment and look back over the last 10 years of data, you'll find so many file types that people don't even know what they are. So the common product capability today has support for about 200 to 300 known file types. And within those, the content, in terms of its structure, content, any kind of nomenclature, is completely unique to whoever or whatever created that information. So you have a combination of things ranging from lack of data placement conventions, lack of file or folder naming conventions, to complete randomness in the way the information is structured content-wise, plus hundreds of file types that are all unique in terms of their storage of information.
Okay, great. And in your mind, whose role should data classification be? The storage administrator, the email administrator, or the DBA?
Well, as we see it in the field, it's usually this rolls downhill to the people closest to the data itself. And it's really not right, but the storage admin, the storage management teams usually are holding the bag for data classification. But when you look at a true classification process, be it for structured data or unstructured data, you really need to go back to the data owner so they at least play a hand in the classification process. So it's very, very difficult for unstructured data because you have millions or sometimes billions of files in a customer environment, and it's impossible to create alignment between, hey, this file is owned officially by this person or this group in the organization. So that's where technology comes into play. There's definitely a gray area. But what we see most commonly is that storage management, or a layer just above that, data management, has ownership for the classification process. And to do it, they have to interact with the actual data owners and the business to accomplish that goal.
John, in an ideal world, a company that classifies data in the right storage buckets reduces storage costs by deferring purchases of high-end disk storage and improves service levels for critical data. How big is the gap between the ideal world and the real world?
That's absolutely the ideal world, but unfortunately, that's very rarely found. In fact, most organizations we see trying to move there are starting by segregating their application generated from their user-generated data in a unstructured environment, for instance. Also, when you look at mid-range storage in the business case to start tiering and the complexity and cost associated with tiering data from one tier to another, the business case is not looking so hot anymore, where a few years ago the gap in storage costs was big enough that it could be a big driver in these projects. Now we're seeing it shift to security and risk and discovery drivers, a lot more so than the traditional tiering and ILM type business case. That's still a factor, and the reality is that most companies have a tremendous mess that they know they have to get cleaned up, and they need to start somewhere. But that is often coupled with risk initiatives to tackle the mess and move towards what you describe as the ideal world.
Okay, so what would you consider the most important factor when evaluating a data classification product?
Personally, there are a lot of factors that are really important: performance and scale, and functionality. The number one thing that comes to mind is, what does the tool actually do? Does it give you a beautiful picture or window into your environment but allow you to do very little? Or does it give you that picture and view and that reporting capability plus a lot of capability to do something as a result of that reporting or analytical capability? So the actions that you get out of tools, and common ones include archiving, purge, sending things through review cycles, doing stubbing, like HSM-like capabilities, migrating into content or document management type environments. They're searching, doing intelligent search and classification and tagging. You know, definitely look for things that are functional and also relate to the real world and your environment. Can your people actually use these functions to clean up the mess and also provide a better management capability for unstructured data? So those are that's a lot of a wide landscape of functions, but the number one thing is, what does it do? Are you left holding a huge Excel-type output to act on, or does the tool actually have some sort of management capability built into it?
Right. What is or will be the key trend in the data classification marketplace in 2008?
In 2008, the focus, I see it shifting in a big way towards security and risk. And in 2007, the phase shift was from ILM and better management to e-discovery. So e-discovery is continuing to be there, but security and risk are the big changes happening. And there's another part of the market, too, that's relating to data classification, and that's coming from the enterprise identity or role-based data loss prevention market. And there's definitely some overlap and some convergence of technologies happening, where those tools are a lot more mature in terms of giving you a workflow and a management capability and a console to work from instead of the raw Excel-type output. That convergence is really driving a lot of innovation in this space, filling a gap where the traditional data classification products have been really poor in terms of giving you a way to act efficiently and in a risk-free way to remediate issues in the environment.
All right, great. That's all I have for today. Thanks for your time, John.
Sure. Thank you, Nicole.